Nathan Zagura here outside of New Era Field, where the Browns lost another one Sunday, 33-13 to the Buffalo Bills. We knew the story of the game coming in was going to be the number one rushing offense of the Bills against the 31st-ranked run defense of the Browns, and the Bills had their way on the ground, rushing for 280 yards on the day, averaging over 7 yards per carry. They completely dominated the game on the ground, controlled the time of possession, and controlled the scoreboard. LeSean McCoy was spectacular, rushing for over 150 yards and 2 touchdowns on the day, both of which came in the second half. For the Browns, really not enough. They fell behind early, although they went into half down 17-13. They came out, got a stop, and a score as RG3 ran in the lone touchdown of the day from 18 yards out, making it 17-10. But that was as close as the Browns would get. McCoy had 2 late touchdowns, and ultimately the Bills pulled away by the score of 33-13. RG3, not as effective through the air as he was with his legs. He had the touchdown I mentioned earlier and was able to make some plays outside of the pocket, but the Browns' offense never could get in rhythm. The ball didn't seem to come out on schedule very often, and the Bills were able to get to RG3 for multiple sacks, multiple holding penalties, which ultimately derailed many of the Browns' offensive drives. Defensively, as I said, they didn't have an answer for the ground game led by LeSean McCoy. Tyrod Taylor had time in the pocket and was able to deliver the football all over the field, including a touchdown strike to tight end Charles Clay. One bright spot for the Browns defensively, Emmanuel Ogba continued his second half boom with another sack here today, bringing his total to 5.5 on the season. The Browns will have 2 more opportunities, the next of which comes at home on Christmas Eve this Saturday against the San Diego Chargers to find that elusive first victory. For the latest on the Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.